Please sit comfortably. So good morning, everyone. Fourth day of session. We're right into it now. We're going to do something a little different for this Dharma talk. Instead of me giving a prepared Dharma talk, what we're going to do, which we've done some sessions before, is to go through a death meditation. And I'll be reading from a guided script. And there'll be two parts to it. And one will be about the experience of dying, and then the second one will be the dissolution of the body after death. Okay. And in traditional Buddhist teaching, it's referred to as Maranasati practice, which is a very, very important part of Buddhist practice, to meditate on death. In fact, to do it every day, every morning, every afternoon, every day. Every meditation, you know, is a reminder that everything is transient and passing away. So what I'll invite you to do is to lie down comfortably on the floor. Use your cushions as a pillow. And you can either lie on your back, as you normally would, or you can lie in the position of the Buddha when he died, which is on his side. So I'll leave it up to you which is the most comfortable for you. This particular practice involves the dissolution of not only the elements of our mind, but also the elements of our body: earth, water, fire, air, and then releasing into space. In releasing the elements of our identity that compose what we know as I, we allow ourselves to dissolve our form, our feelings, our perceptions, our mental formations or conditioning, and ultimately to let go, or at least imagine letting go, of what we know as our consciousness. This practice is about awakening as the mental processes dissolve and as the physical processes of the body go through the transformation that we know as death. Concentration on your breath, concentrate on your breath, and let your body relax. Although this may put you at the edge of sleep, do not fall asleep. At this time, all beings, in one way or another, are dying. Although some of us are closer to death than others, the time of our death is uncertain. If you are not actively dying at this time, imagine yourself as dying. And remember, on some level, you are dying right now. You have a sense of who you are as an identity. You are now going to release that distinct identity into spaciousness, into vastness. Let yourself attend to your breath. Be in the breathing. Mark the out-breath with a slight increase of attention, an increase of commitment to the breath of releasing, expiring, letting go. Imagine that this is an actual description of dying, of your dying. Notice what goes on as you do this practice. Let each of the feelings and sensations come up for you, pass through your mind and body, be noticed and then released. This practice is about awakening to your essential spaciousness. Imagine that you are in your bed at home. You are dying. Friends and family are around you. You are barely aware of them. You are somewhat agitated, and you accept this state of mind. Your body is thin and weak. You cannot get up. You cannot quite sit up. You cannot pick up anything. You do not have, nor do you need, the energy to do anything but simply be here. You are releasing this flesh and bone, this nerve and marrow. You are letting go as you die. Feel your body become heavy, pressed down by a great weight. This is a heaviness that is dense and deep, going right to the core of your body. Let yourself be pressed down by the weight of death. As you become weaker, your body feels less defined. Your arms and legs feel not quite part of you. It seems as if your legs could slip off your hip bone, your arms off your shoulders. Experience this body dissolving, melting. There is no distinction between the bed and you. It's as if you were sinking into water. With this sinking feeling comes a sense of even greater weakness and tiredness. The boundary between your body and space is beginning to dissolve. Wake up as this body lets go. Your senses are less attuned to the outside world. Your sight is dim and dark. It is difficult to open and close your eyes. Your sensory grasp on the world is loosening. The outside world is slipping away from you. Your skin is pale as your blood pressure drops. The blood withdraws into the central part of your body. There is no strength left now in what was this strong body. You are drowsy and weak, with no interest in the outside world. You sink deeper and deeper into an undifferentiated mental state. Whatever visions you see appear like shimmering blue mirages. This is the dissolution of body and of our relationship to the physical world. These feelings of heaviness, drowsiness, being weighed down, the loss of definition the withdrawal of colour from our bodies, the loss of control, and our inability to see the form world around us. In this state of mind and body, be awake, effortlessly present. The mind can be still and reflective as you wake up, as you let go. Be present as this body is dying. This body is not you. This is the dissolution of the element of earth as it sinks into water and form unbinds into feelings. Feel your body dissolving. As you are letting go, your hearing is diminished, and you sink into an undifferentiated state of mind. You have now lost control of the fluids in your body. Your nose is running. Saliva is leaking out of your mouth. There is a watery discharge coming out of your eyes. It is difficult for you to hold your urine. Your generative fluids have dried up. Your skin is clammy. As fluids leave the body becomes parched. Your skin is papery. Your mouth is drawn and your lips are chapped. Your tongue is thick, sticky and heavy. Your throat is scratchy and clogged. Your nostrils seem to cave in, burning with dryness as you inhale. Your eyes feel sandy and sting. You are not passing much urine. You have a thirst that no amount of water can quench. Moisture is leaving your body, never to return. Wake up as you are desiccating. Let go fully into this dryness. Release the fluid element of your body, the element of water and feeling. Your mind is hazy and you are somewhat irritable. You have ceased to experience pain, pleasure, or even indifference. You do not have feelings related to happiness or unhappiness. You are numb and do not differentiate between physical and mental impressions. Those kind of distinctions are not important to you now. When you look behind your eyes, you see a vision of swirling smoke. See this haziness that dissolves all differences. The water element is dissolving into fire. This is the end of your responsiveness to phenomena. As you let go, wake up in this vision of swirling smoke. As the fire element of your body begins to dissolve into air, your body feels cool. Heat withdraws from your feet and hands into the body's core. Your breath is cold as it passes through your mouth and nose. Your mouth, nose and eyes dry out even more. Your ability to perceive is further diminished. The fire element is dissolving into the element of air. You cannot smell anything. You are not hungry, nor can you digest food. You cannot drink or swallow. The in-breath is less strong, and the out-breath is longer. Your mental perception alternates between lucidity and confusion. You cannot see, hear, taste, touch, or smell as the sense fields fade away. Your in-breath is short. Your out-breath is long. You cannot remember the names of your loved ones, and you cannot recognize those around you. You have lost any sense of purpose in your life and have no interest in what is going on around you. You may feel as if you are being consumed in a blaze of fire that rises into space. Let go into this fire and see it as your mind releasing itself. Or you may see a vision of sparks, almost like fireflies. Wake up in this vision of shimmering sparks behind your eyes. Let yourself discern the truth of dying. This is the dissolution of the fire element into air and the unbinding of your ability to perceive. You now have given up any sense of volition. There is nowhere to go, nothing to do, except this aimlessness, free of meaning and purpose. You are at last free of these pressures. Your in-breath is short. Your out-breath is long. The mind is no longer aware of the outside world. As the element of air is dissolved, you are having visions. Your visions may be jewel-like and filled with insight that can never be expressed. These visions relate to who you are and how you have lived your life. You may be seeing your family or your ancestors in a peaceful setting. You may be seeing beautiful people, saints or friends welcoming you. You may be reliving pleasant experiences from your past. Or you may have demonic and hellish visions. If you've hurt others, then those whom you may have injured may appear to you. Difficult and dreadful moments of your life may arise to haunt you. You may see people with whom you have had negative interactions attacking you. You may even cry out in fear. Do not identify with these visions. Simply let them be. The element of air is dissolving. You do not have anything to do. Just practice this breath of release and let go of everything. Your tongue is thick and heavy. Its root is blue. You have lost your taste for life and you lose the sense of taste. You cannot feel texture or body sensations. Your body is barely moving. The last energy of your body is withdrawing now to your body's core. Whatever heat left in your body now resides in the area of the heart. The in-breath is short, a mere sip of air. The out-breath is long and uneven. Your eyes gazing into emptiness roll upward. No intellect is present. Your consciousness at this point is reduced to a smaller and smaller entity. 3 rounds of respiration. Your body lifts slightly to meet the breath, which does not enter. Your mental functions cease altogether. Your consciousness has dissolved into space. The perception from the outside is that you are dead. Breathing has stopped. Brain function has stopped. The body feels no sensation. Know this empty state. Know this stillness and surrender to it. Experience it. This is the element of wind dissolving into space. Become space. At the moment of physical death, one sees the small flickering flame like a candle. Now, it is suddenly extinguished, and you are without any awareness. Now imagine that you are observing your body as a corpse. You are sitting next to and observing this form that once was you. You have died this day. Notice the pallid face and the sunken cheeks. The skin is smooth and waxy. Observe the shadowy mottling on the underside of the arms and legs. With no blood pressure, the blood is pooling. Observe the fingernails. They are pale and bloodless. In this stillness, the whole body appears to have sunk into itself. Look closely. The skin is pale, with a grey-blue cast. The eyelids seem almost transparent. The eyes are dry, opaque, and slightly open, gazing into nowhere. The mouth is slack, and the jaw dropped open. All is still. Now imagine that several hours have passed. This body that once was you seems to have grown darker. Its shadowy colour has deepened. There is now a slight odour to the body. Reach out to touch this body. Feel the cool and lifeless flesh. This body, which once was you, is now cold, stiff, dead weight. 3 days pass, and you are still sitting in front of the body. It is now bloated and festering, swollen with bacteria and gases. The smell coming from this body that once was you is strong and putrid. Was this your body? Several more days pass. Still, you are sitting in front of this body, looking closely at it. You see something move. Maggots are feeding off this body. Flies land on the body. Other insects are laying their eggs in this rotting body. The odour from the body is strong. Be with this body. Open yourself to the truth of the change in this body. Two more days pass. Crows arrive and start pulling at the decaying flesh. Other carrion eaters rival each other to consume this rotting body. Flesh is torn from bone. Tissue is stripped from calf and thigh, from arms and chest. The belly is ripped open. More and more bones are exposed. A month has passed since the time of death. You are still sitting in front of this body that once was you. All that is left now is a skeleton with some flesh on it. Look deeply. If this is all that it has come to, what was your life about? Just a skeleton, with a little sinew here and there. Old blood staining the bones. Observe this skeleton. Three months later, this skeleton has just a few tendons holding bones together. Look with equanimity at this body as it disappears. Just a few tendons hold together this collection of bones. More time passes. The tendons loosen their hold on the bones themselves. The bones of the feet have gone one way, the bones of the hands another. The thigh bone, the pelvis, and spertal vertebrae are coming apart. The body you took such good care of is just bare bones scattered around. You spent so much effort tending it, and all that remains is disconnected bones. 6 months later, still sitting there, now all you see is a pile of old bleached white bones. The bones are beginning to fragment and turn to dust. A year later, still sitting beside that which was your body, you see just a pile of bones, hard to distinguish from one another. Some have been carried off by animals. Weathered by sun, wind and rain, the bones that are left crumble when touched. 2 years later, you are still sitting where once this body was. There is nothing left but dust. Wind rises and blows here and there the dust of what was your body. Ask yourself, who is this? Rest in presence. Let yourself stay with this openness. Wake up in this spaciousness. This body is always changing. One day it will be dust. Let your mind settle into this truth. Awaken to this reality. Only this breath separates us from the pile of blowing dust. Please ask, who dies? So when you're ready, open your eyes and have a good stretch. And then just very slowly, not quickly, just slowly sit up. And we'll sit on our cushions again and we'll finish off with the practice principles.